Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life right here, selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. So, our wealth is in our global community. We won't find wealth until we see the wealth in unity of our community. For that wealth of knowledge, care, collaborations are what builds a community to enrichment and love. One world, one love, one community. We do not have dollar signs on our heads. We are not for sale. We are not a commodity. Our wealth currency is in our actions, in our participation, in our kindness, in who we are, and in our collaborations. Our wealth is our self-respect and in the respect of others. Our wealth is our journeys, in our pain, in our sorrow, and in our triumphs. Our wealth is in our courage, in our strength, in our ability to face everything and still thrive. Our wealth is now how we treat others. It's in our kindness towards them, our caringness for those in the need, for help, anyone who asks, our ability to share love freely. Our wealth is how we speak to each other, to ourselves, to the world. Our wealth is not our giving, sharing, teaching, caring, learning, loving, without an agenda. It is our. Our wealth is our embracement of diversity, our celebration of cultures, of faiths, of color, of gender, of perspectives. Our wealth is in unity, in coming together to build, to care, to heal, to support, to guide, to love one another, to enrich our world as a family of one. Our wealth in each other's knowledge is in the knowingness, in the divine truth that is within us all. Our wealth is in our health, our thoughts, our words, our actions, our interactions, and our intent. Let our wealth grow. Let us enrich each other. Let us celebrate our differences, learn from them, open our minds, care for who we are, who we wish to be, who we are meant to be. Let us feed the possibilities, create the opportunities, seed the tomorrows, and water them with love. Let us look at what, as a collective of nations, what we can make together, what seeds can grow with our collective love, and how in unity, community, as individuals we can, because we chose to make this world flourish for all that inhabit it, for all those who contribute to it, for all those who choose to believe in this abundant, wealthy world today and tomorrow. Well, I wrote that a few years ago, actually 8 years ago, and I still believe in those words today and probably could even expand on them even more. I'm always talking about the enrichment and abundance of self, and that is when you are in purpose, when you are connected to something that gives you your drive, gets you up in the morning, helps you move forward. It's in that love of life, a love of meaning, love of sharing. We are all here to be contributors, to support one another. We are all here with a purpose, a beautiful instrument ready to be played. We have to just discover that. That is in our self-discovery of what our wisdom is, to know how to use the knowledge that we have gathered along the way. Don't hold yourself back. Remember, you are a person of worth, and it's got nothing to do with money. Some of the poorest people in the world are the richest in the bank. They are so terrified of losing their money, losing the image around that money, losing the power of that money, that they become heart and soul poor. Money is important. roof over our head, food in our stomach, allowing us to do the things that we want to do in life. Money is important, but the enrichment of heart and soul and spirit, mind, body, are so much more. And when you put those first, when you allow your wisdom, your soul compass to speak to your heart of love and truth and lift your spirit into action, the mind gathers its clarity and you do, for you are. Then you know what true enrichment is. And the money you need will be given to you. The money you need to seed and water and grow those seeds of passion, of love, of conviction, of collaboration, they will grow. The money will be there. But do not be driven by the money of false worth. Your worth has nothing to do with dollars. The e-commerce of worth of currency today, the e-commerce of currency today is love, is kindness, is how we can be there for each other, how we can lift one another up, how we can share the laughter, how we can cry together, how we can support each other through thick and thin. A community that is rich is enriched by each other's participation. And I do hope that you find that community where you feel you belong, you feel you can share, you feel people that care, and maybe you could start the trend by caring yourself. I wish everyone a wonderful week. I'll catch you all next week. And don't forget to care. Your worthiness has nothing to do with the dollar or how popular you are. It has nothing to do with how many likes, how many people friend you. Your worth is in the core of you. And if you haven't switched it on yet, go in, switch that switch, and start being abundantly you. Then you'll understand enrichment. Until next time, folks. Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life. And we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted. And we do hope that you enjoy the next show.